What a very special school put together by some really, really special people in a very challenging part of Mamelodi. It's called Viva School. They want to expand. They want to expand so bad. They do amazing things for these kids. To tell us more about it, let's start with you, Portia, one of the administrators at the school. Good morning.
I'm well, and you?
Good.
Good morning to the listeners.
Tell me about the area.
Okay, we are in informal settlement that is called Alaska Informal Settlement, and we have our kids from 3 years to 5 years. It's our preschool, and we have our primary school from grade R up to grade 4 at the moment.
Are things tough for these kids in that area? For these
kids
in that area?
Yes, they are. They are, because the ones that we are having, they are coming from the informal settlement, and it's tent houses, like containers, shacks there. So they are privileged to have Viva as the center to get the education that other kids can get from the CPTs. Mm. We are giving the same education.
And I'm assuming that the parents of the children who come to the school don't have transport, don't have money for transport, so it's great to have a school in the area where the kids don't have to go for kilometers every morning and the parents can't pay for it.
Yes, it is, because most of them, they rely on child grants, so they don't have money to pay for the kids to go far.
And the kids shouldn't suffer because of that.
Mm. Yes.
What does the school look like?
Ah, the schools look like it's so beautiful. It has containers, like one container on top of each other. That's
it's
our classroom.
It's a container school?
Yes, because we are in an informal settlement, so we are not allowed to build a proper structure.
Explain that to me. You're not allowed to build
a proper structure, yes.
Because they don't own the land.
Yes.
It's not a declared township, so we get the shipping containers.
It's the red tape, Martin, the red tape.
I'm speechless, which doesn't often happen. Melanie is also here. You're the CEO of the school.
Yes, Melanie. Of the organization,
So not only do you have the socioeconomic challenges of the area, right?
Yes.
You also have interesting bylaws and other things where it almost makes it impossible, where you just have to say, you know what, these kids are not going to get a school. There's just too many things we're up against here. But you did not stop at that. You are determined to give these kids education.
I think that's what it's about. It's about the children, and we are trying to turn the tide of poverty, and you can do that with education.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're not asking for something special for them. We're just asking what everybody else have. You know, life is like a race, and when that gun goes off, poor children, they start a couple of meters behind everybody else.
Yeah.
So you have great schools in the country, and it comes with money. So we just want to turn that around, and there where it's needed most, we want to give the best education.
I love stories like these. I love it because it speaks of determination and stopping at nothing. Life throws all these challenges at you and curveballs that are already there, and you're saying, you know what, these kids will be educated. Whose idea was it to build a school from containers?
Well, yeah, my husband and I, we had to, because as Portia rightly say, you're not allowed to build. So everything has to be a temporary structure. So shipping containers are converted into classrooms. They're really beautiful. They're safe. They're secure. Everything you put in there, you know, it's not going to get stolen or ripped apart. Mm. And so, you know, we could move the school technically, you know, if we have to. But yeah, that's the beauty of it. It's got, even some of the new containers have air conditioner in. We don't have electricity, but we do know that if we do have one day. There's no services. They don't collect rubbish. There's no electricity. There's the water we installed, and the community for many years got water from our center. But I say about Alaska and our school, it's like you're driving through hell and then you get to heaven.
You know what you find in heaven? Angels.
You have to go there.
You know what you find in heaven?
You find angels.
And that's not or Bonnie or anything yet. That is the case. How are you? Morning, Maura.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, and you? How are you?
Wow.
Very well, thank you.
That's discipline right there. You've done well. Let me start with you, Nokubonga. How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
9 years old, and you're going to grade 5?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about the school. Why is it so special? Is it nice?
Yes, it's nice. So we have fun, and we are learning some English life skills and other languages.
Why do you look forward to going to school?
Because the school teach us more about the things that we don't know, and we need to learn them.
Like what?
You mustn't fight, you must love each other, and to learn some other things like writing, and you mustn't fight.
Mm.
Did you? Do they at least teach you some music as well, some songs and things
They used to teach us recorders, drums.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Did you know a song? Is there a song that I might know?
Jan Perevit.
Okay. Jan Perevit. You're just saying that because you think that I'm old enough to remember that from like 100 years ago. And you're right. So nice to meet you, Nokobonga. Blessing, what do you like about the school?
When you have your fears, when you go to the school, you feel free.
Oh. Like what fears?
Like if somebody's going to try and steal me or someone is trying to tell me something which he wants me to do and me, I don't like doing that thing.
That's real, eh? What subject do you like most at school?
It's music.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you going to become a singer?
Nope.
What would you like to do? What kind of music?
I would like to play instrument.
Okay. Can I tell you something? They make the most money. Session musicians. What do you want to play?
A keyboard.
Are you glad you're going to the school?
Yes.
Did it make a difference in your life?
Yes, sir.
All right. Nice to meet you, hey? Man, I tell you what, eh? It becomes real. To the kids.
Absolutely.
The perspectives and the references are real. No. And so you make an amazing, amazing difference. What are the challenges here? How can we help you?
Well, you know, I almost feel always apologetic to this point where it's the same story. NPOs need money. In this climate, economic climate, it's the only song we sing. And sometimes you feel sorry. You know, you don't want to all be that thing that all the time we need money, but we're going from grade R to grade 5 next year. It's a new classroom, new desks, new chairs, books,
anything helps, right?
Stationery, everything we need, we provide everything. So you can just imagine it's cost involved ordering new everything for this extra grade. So, and the devil is in the numbers. You times everything by 20, it really adds up. And obviously also the children themselves.
Sure.
We work out it costs about 1,700 per child per month. So it's huge. But yeah, even small donations make a big impact, because a lot of it together regularly, that is the magic.
That's it. So important to keep the school going and to keep it growing as well. Thanks for being on the show this morning. Melanie Creel, CEO of Viva Container School, also there from Porsche, Viva Administrator. Next up, let's get Bonnie Cooper on the line from our partners, Roman's Pizza, in festive edition, Good Morning Angels, and see if we can make a difference. That's all coming up for you.
Roman's Pizza is the proud sponsor of Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels festive edition. Roman's Pizza, best pizza, best value.
With us is Bonnie Cooper from Roman's Pizza. Bonnie.
Good morning.
Amazing story, this. Wonderful to listen to.
It's actually quite inspiring, you know, because we all think we do something every day, and what do we actually do? You know, so people like you guys, Portia, you go a long way, you know, and it's so nice to hear that people sacrifice their time, their money, their everything to give to others. So I take my hat off to you, and I'd like to say thank you. So from Roman's Pizza, I hear you want to build a grade 5 classroom, and a lot of money goes into that. So we would like to give you 35,000 rand from Roman's Pizza to help you build the classroom and to help educate these kids further.
Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. Very welcome.
Portia is the treasurer. She's the one singing now.
Portia, how far can this go?
Well, this is so helpful, and we are really grateful for this. For the donation, we need all the donation that we can get. I really appreciate it.
How important is it for the school to be in that area in Alaska?
It is important because we are the only independent school in an informal settlement. So our kids also, we have a lot of, like, we have a long waiting list. People want to bring their kids, and then we have no more classrooms to put them in. And so, yeah.
This will help.
Yes, it will help.
What often happens with Good Morning Angels, it's a snowball effect. Thank you very much once again, Bonnie and Roman's Pizza, for that amazing gesture
welcome
this morning and donation. That's big, and you never know what can happen after this.
And Roman's Pizza for recognizing the work that Viva's doing and how many young lives that touch, and exactly that, through education, you can break the chain of poverty.
Yeah.
And that's where you need to start.
Absolutely.
Thanks for sharing your story with Good Morning Angels.
Thank you.
Never ever apologize. Education is probably the most important thing in South Africa right now.
Yeah.
And it's so, so awesome. And thanks for sharing these amazing stories as well. Nokubonga, Blessing, Study hard. We're thinking of you. May you only have dreams and no fears. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
These kids, they told me they also want to do a special rhyme for you on the show this morning. So you listening in your car and sharing in their journey and all their hopes and dreams. I'm going to hand it over to the kids of the Viva Village Container School in Alaska, in Mamelodi, Pretoria.
Bringing people together is what we call Ubuntu, which means I am because we are.
Far too often, people think of themselves as just individuals,
separated from one another, whereas you are connected and what you do affects the whole world. When you do it well spread out, it is for the whole of humanity.
Shine and support the spirit of Ubuntu. Take me back where I belong.
Where birds fly well peacefully. Where every creature is happy.
Let me hear African stories. Where all people wish one thing. Where all people preach one thing. Where everyone wants peace.
Let me hear those voices of hope. Show me my origins. Show me my Africa.
Roman's Pizza is the proud sponsor of Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels Festive Edition. Roman's Pizza. Best pizza, best value.